concept behind it is there's a lot of technology out there that may or may not be applicable to agencies, that may or may not save them money. Everybody wants to save money. And there are places where you can find reviews on the internet, YouTube, there are videos and stuff like that. But a lot of those don't speak directly to agencies. Are these things going to be compliant with the requirements that the government has and so forth? So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be taking this technology, getting it from the vendors, and putting it in the hands of people who know the answers to those questions. For example, we're debuting the series today with a discussion of netbooks. And in particular today, we're going to be talking about the Lenovo IdeaPad S10, just one of the jillions of them that are out there.
These are these small computers that are easy to carry,
yeah,
and they're smaller than the standard laptops.
That's exactly right, and yet they're getting to the point where they're pretty much fully laptop capable as far as how big the hard drives are, how much memory they have, and so forth. So what we're doing is each time that we assemble the technology board, we're going to have people who really know whether this stuff will be applicable in the federal government. So, for example, netbooks are being proposed as something great for telework. Our own Loretta Doan knows about telework from her time at GSA, so she's on the board. Former transportation CIO Dan Mintz, of course, as a CIO, knows all about the security requirements and so forth. He's on the board. And then we'll have a representative from Lenovo. Sean Kennis is Lenovo's Director of Federal Sales for the U.S. public sector, and he'll be in the studio with us as well to answer questions that they might have about how the netbooks can be configured for delivery and that kind of thing.
Now, have they been working with the IdeaPad? Do they have them at home, and are they able to work on them a little bit to see how they operate?
Yeah, one of the deals is that we get these to put through their paces for about a week and a half or 2 weeks, mm-hmm, and really spend some time with it and make sure that we are fluent in its use when the representative of the vendor comes in, so that when the especially them, but all three of us, I'm kind of playing the role of the end user guy. I'm the guy that the IT person brings the piece of technology to and says, guess what you get to use from now on.
And so how do you like it?
I think it's great. I like the concept of netbooks because of how lightweight they are and how now fully featured they are. When they first came out, they didn't really have big hard drives.
It was mostly just internet surfing.
Yeah, it was designed
email
to log on to the internet, and you could use Google Apps or something like that, or other software applications that were online, mm-hmm, or in the cloud. This one that I've got has a huge hard drive that you can load on. I mean, it's perfectly capable of loading a Microsoft Office suite or some other kind of Office suite onto it.
And so what's the price range difference between, say, a laptop, which is much heavier and clunkier, and an IdeaPad?
Well, that's why I think that these are going to be really useful for IT managers who are struggling with budgets, because the hardware by itself is in the $250 to $350 range, and that's at retail. So what it might be on a schedule, it's hard to say.
We're talking with Francis Rose. He is the host of In Depth, which airs daily on Federal News Radio at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And Francis, will you be taking suggestions from government listeners that might want to have a product evaluated or a class of product, and you'll try to go out and get those?
Yeah, I would love to do that. I started with this one because actually there's one federal CIO in particular that said that their agency was just in the process of starting to look at these for a laptop refresh program for 2010. But I would love to have input from people, and my email address is on the in-depth page on federalnewsradio.com. And anybody that has a suggestion about something that they'd like to have us work on, or even if you are a Fed or a former Fed, you want to be on the technology board, and there's an area of expertise that you have, would love to do that.
That sounds interesting. Well, I'm very thankful for your joining us this morning. Good to know that you're out there with a new feature on the in-depth program. And if you have one of those leftover Lenovos, I wouldn't mind taking a look.
Well, I'll have it in the studio today. One of the features of this is we have a special page just for the in-depth technology board on federalnewsradio.com. When you go to the homepage, if you click on technology, the drop-down menu that comes down there, you'll see a spot for the in-depth technology board. And then we're going to do, after the show today, Loretta and Dan are going to film maybe a 2 or 3 minute video with me about how they like the machines and what they learned during their time working with these things. So it'll be there for a long time. And the good news is, not only are we going to work with this Lenovo today, in about 2 weeks we'll have the Hewlett-Packard has one of these out, and Dell is also going to work with us, and Samsung. And so we're going to see a bunch of different machines from a bunch of different vendors.